With me, I have Jeff Cooper with Renewable Fuels Association. And Jeff, we're both participating here in this Corn Utilization and Technology Conference that's taking place. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But one thing I wanted to bring up that I think people might be interested to know more about is this global rebound theory. Exactly what are we talking about there?
Right. Well, just recently, the Clean Air Task Force and Friends of the Earth, two environmental groups, filed a petition to reconsider with the EPA regarding the renewable fuel standard, which was recently finalized and is in the process of being implemented. And the nature of the petition was that the groups are arguing that EPA mischaracterized the greenhouse gas impacts of the RFS2 program because they didn't include what they call the global rebound effect. And in essence, what that theory suggests is that by using more biofuels here in the United States, we're driving down oil consumption, which results in oil prices decreasing. And because oil prices are lower, then people in other parts of the world start using more oil, start using more gasoline and driving more and emitting more CO2 into the atmosphere. And so they're suggesting that would occur as a result of the RFS2, and it would be those emissions should be attributable to biofuels like ethanol.
Is that just another kind of this doesn't make sense sort of idea?
Well, you know, certainly the rebound effect is not a new concept in economic modeling. But this particular application of it is questionable. The Congress's goal with the renewable fuel standard was to, in fact, reduce oil consumption here in the United States. It was part of the Energy Independence and Security Act, which, you know, the title of that legislation suggests that the goal was to enhance energy security by reducing consumption of oil. So we find it a little bit questionable that now they would be suggesting that it's a bad thing that we're reducing our oil consumption here in the U.S. as a result of that policy.
So where do you think that's going to go?
Well, you know, certainly I think EPA recognizes that their marching orders were to write the rules to implement the intent of Congress, which was to reduce oil consumption. EPA's very exhaustive analysis suggests that biofuels increasing under the RFS2 would, in fact, significantly reduce the amount of oil that we're importing into this country. They did, in fact, look at the rebound effect, but again, the goal of the policy is to do just that. It's the goal of the policy is to reduce oil use.
Well, let's touch for just a moment on the fact that we are at this very technical conference where a lot of research, some new ideas are being brought forth for the use of corn, and definitely in the area of energy with ethanol and byproducts, a big part of the program here.
Right. You know, I think it's interesting, Chuck, that, you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, if you'd come to this conference, you would have not heard many mentions about, you know, greenhouse gas emissions and carbon footprint and things like that. But that is those issues are front of mind with this industry, with the corn industry, with the ethanol industry today. And those themes really, you know, permeate a lot of the sessions that we're seeing here this week. One paper that's being presented in particular that I would like to highlight is a paper by Adam Liska from the University of Nebraska that begins to look at quantifying indirect emissions from petroleum consumption. We've obviously heard a lot of talk about indirect greenhouse gas emissions from land use change associated with biofuels, but no one's really looked at indirect effects with these other fuels.
Well, that's what it's all about, is to bring this to the fore and actually encourage the development of more research in some of these areas, because it looks like we're going to have a bumper crop again this year of corn.
Absolutely. By all accounts, this is going to be a monster crop. The growing conditions have been near perfect so far. 76% of the crop is in good or excellent condition, and that's certainly above normal. You know, you look at the less than desirable conditions last year that produced a record yield. I think the sky is the limit in terms of where we could see final yields end up this year. And we're going to need markets for that corn. We're going to need places to put it. Corn is a great crop with a lot of utility. Let's put it to work.
Well, that's what I think is pretty much the goal of this conference and all the people who are presenting here. Thank you very much, Jeff Cooper with Renewable Fuels Association, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.